If It Were Love is a film that will be shown at the upcoming Giz Festival at the Irish Film Institute. The film centres around the professional and personal lives of the dancers in a show called Crowd. This was a performance by choreographer Giselle Vienne, inspired by 90s rave culture. And in a time when we're still denied the fun of the dance floor, this film takes on perhaps a new meaning from what was originally intended. And joining me now to speak more about If It Were Love is the director of the film, Patrick Sheehan. Patrick, maybe you could start by telling me, I think this started out as a theatre piece, as a dance piece called Crowd, which you saw. Just describe what that piece was, first of all, if you could.
Yeah, of course. Hello. Crowd is an amazing piece, really a very strong piece. I know Giselle for a very long time. We are old friends. Giselle Vienne, the choreographer. And I think it's more than a dance piece. And I saw it at the premiere in Paris. I know all her work. And I was sitting in the first row. And it's about 15 dancers on stage and through a night. And about attraction and losing each other and coming together and coming apart. And I was sitting in the first row. And I was amazed, yeah, but it's not because something is beautiful that you have to make a film about it.
Yeah.
But there was so much space for all of us in a way. It's difficult to say, you know, if I could say it, I wouldn't have done the film.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. But I guess what interests me in some ways, and I'm picking this up from the film because obviously I didn't get to see the stage piece itself. Mm-hmm. But what we get here is it's almost like... it's almost as if we're at rehearsals for a dance piece in some ways. Sometimes it feels like we're in the middle of a club, a nightclub. But at other times that we're in a space where there are dancers rehearsing with Giselle directing them and suggesting moves that they might make as, you know, to make the dance look better, I guess, or for it to be more effective. But then we also get asides from them, which you could do in film. We go backstage or we're talking to them elsewhere, where we get aspects of either the dancers' lives or characters that the dancers have invented. We get little snippets of their lives.
Yeah. You know, when you do a film like this, really, to film a dance piece, it's very mysterious. You have a feeling there's something you can discover, and then there's something very personal. Maybe I wanted to follow them through the fictional night. And Giselle opened the doors, and we didn't know where we go. And, of course, all you described, you see it in the film, but I never knew before what I will show, you know. So, of course, you have the piece, and then you have what we can call rehearsals, but they're not really rehearsals. They work all the time, you know, the whole day. And it's not to be better. I think it's to get deeper, you know. It's something, it's really the work of Giselle and maybe the work of art, and about cinema is of getting, you know, letting go, you know, not the contrary of a decision. And how can we get free, you know? And we feel it when we go to a club or a big party at night. The beautiful moments are those moments where we don't control anymore ourselves. You know, when we get in a real feeling of present.
Yes.
And maybe the piece is, you know, it's about slow motions and all these things. Is how do we get to the present?
Yeah, and in fact, many of yourselves' directions are precisely that. They're about, in some ways, the dancers getting themselves out of the way and letting the dance and the movement do the work rather than an intellectualization around it. But I wondered about those backstories that we get in the film.
Yeah.
Did they exist as part of the stage show as well, or was that something that you mined separately?
No, it's quite complicated, but very simple at the same time. Giselle, with the American author Dennis Cooper, wrote for every dancer kind of backstory. So when you see the piece, you don't get these stories, but the actors use these stories in themselves. But there's also a little humor in the film. So I played with these backstories, yeah? And with the dancers and the backstories. But there's humor because as a spectator, you never know what is inside the dancer, you know? When you film, you only film the skin, you know? You don't film more than the skin. So there's a dancer in the film making fun of these backstories. But at the same time, what is really beautiful for me is maybe not so much what the dancers are saying, but what are they doing with the backstories? And of course, we all know it's a cliche to say that actors use their real life on stage, but maybe it's the other way around. how do we use our fictions and fantasies in real life? You know, it goes both ways. Well, and so the backstory, so in the film, at one point, it's not clear, are they talking about their lives or the fiction on stage? But it's not a trick for me, you know, it's really something we all know in life. Sometimes it's not clear what we are talking about, you know. Is it what we live or what we want to live? Is it about our dreams or about our reality?
Yeah, and what I was wondering as a viewer then, sometimes you're thinking, is this the dancer or is this the dancer playing a character? But I guess that is the design. Let's have a listen to a clip that might show things a little bit clearer to the listeners for us. And this is a discussion about one of the dancers or one of the characters, depending on what way you want to put it, called Katya, who, another of the dancers who we hear speaking here, finds this character of Tatya, or this dancer Katya, absolutely terrifying.
She's terrifying in the show. It's like it's a magnet. It really pulls me, like whatever she does, like to watch her, to try and be close, but then you get close and it's like you feel that it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Some days it's like it feels horrible and it's like an assault. Mm. And some days it's like, ah, yes, please, like, don't stop. Mm. Yeah. I don't know if she knows how much of a pull this is. It's like the black hole in the middle of the piece. Like, you know, if you go in, something huge is going to happen, but it just pulls you and pulls you and pulls you.
So there we go, a clip from the film If It Were Love, which we're speaking about tonight ahead of its screening at the Gaz Film Festival. And director Patrick Sheeha is speaking to me down the line this evening. That gives a perfect example of it, Patrick. You know, is that dancer, is he really frightened, or is the character pretending to be frightened? It really is that ambiguity. That's what you were looking for.
Yeah, no, you cannot look for ambiguity. I think it comes when you trust people. Well, they trusted me and I trusted them, and they understood really that I was not expecting something. You know, it's very difficult in film not to expect, but really I tried not to wait for something. So if you're waiting for nothing, there's ambiguity of life can come up. And here, of course, Theo talks about Katya, and he's called Theo, he's an English dancer. And it's beautiful, you know, I never listened like this here on the radio, but it's beautiful. But of course, he speaks about Katya on stage, and he speaks about the work around Giselle's piece. But in the way he talks, at the moment, you don't know how strong it is. You know, it's really mysterious. So I didn't decide, but I'm sure, and that's maybe the beauty of these moments, or for me, it's why they move me. It's because the dancers, they don't know either. Yeah. You know?
One final question, Patrick. When was this film made in relation to lockdown in your part of the world, for starters? And how did the whole COVID-19 situation, and the fact that obviously we can't be on a dance floor at the moment, and lots of dance performances that we've spoken on this programme have been adjusted and changed because of the restrictions in and around COVID. When you view the film now, has it taken on a whole new set of meanings, a whole different life?
Of course it changed, but I didn't notice it. You know, the film was released in France just before the lockdown, and then re-released after. And during lockdown, I became like on Facebook messages from people, you know, talking about, it was the last film I saw, I miss touching and everything, I miss dancing. And it's a very hard time, I think, especially for dance and of course for clubs. And cinema for me, you know, it has something. The beauty of art is the question of touching, you know, even cinema, even if the actors are not here, you sit in the first row and you have the stars and you want to touch them and you want to be touched. So the film, you know, I didn't think of things like this. Of course, when you do a film, you know, I don't expect anything. And then this happened and the film became such a, you know, this touching question, this being together and touch each other became the central question. But maybe it's also the central question of Giselle's work in a way, you know. So yeah, of course.
Well, listen, Spank, thanks to speaking for speaking with us this evening about the film. That's director Patrick Sheehad there. And If It Were Love is part of the Giz Film Festival at the Irish Film Institute. This year's the festival happens, like so many others, online. You can view If It Were Love from October the 1st onwards. And you can find out full details on ifihome.ie.